joining us is the MVP of the first ever ESPN LA softball game, the great Beto Duran, who's in for Sedano today. Beto, you cemented your place in ESPN 710 history by winning the softball
game.
It
is the weirdest thing. I'll go to my daughter's soccer games. Hey, Beto, MVP. I did a fight in Ontario on Friday. MVP. So, again, as I said at the walk-off interview with Amanda Brown, it, without Steve Mason, it's not possible. Team Mace.
Yeah, he did GM. He out-GM'd Cap. I don't know if he outplayed Cap, but he out-GM'd Cap.
He did something. Yeah. He showed up.
He showed up. That was half the battle.
Half the battle. Happy birthday to you too, John.
Oh, thank you.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah. The one thing that I was anxious to talk to you about is
summer camp.
Oh, are you in or out on camp?
Dang.
Okay, camp is not camping.
Correct.
Right.
Two different worlds.
Yes.
And as a kid from LA, or just like you, John, we don't know about summer camp. Right, we don't do that. That's not what you do here in LA. You just go to the beach. That's your camp.
Let me ask you about that.
That's an East Coast, Midwest kind of thing.
Let me ask you about that, though. But that's also a very real thing on the East Coast.
Yes.
Kids who don't have the opportunities going to camp and it changing their life in terms of how they connect to the soil and how they feel about themselves.
Yeah,
I'm going to let another kid who wants to experience that enjoy it instead of me.
Having watched Meatballs, I wanted to go do that.
Watched Meatballs recently.
Why are you all watching Meatballs?
Because that's the only thing.
Movie. It's 2022.
Well, right. But it's whatever they run, you know.
What
been
movies
on a
are
lot
about
lately.
Camping?
But let me ask you guys this: there's millions of movies about camps. The whole
all I know is Camp Chickiwaka on Disney Channel.
Yeah, there's a whole market of camp related content that has to do with the Disney Channel. Are you guys in for my idea, Kaplan? I want to get your thoughts on this.
Can
too.
You just can
let
I just
lay
get
out?
A,
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, what is
yeah,
it exactly?
Lay it out.
Let
please.
Me lay out the idea.
Okay,
not dissimilar to from a broadcast standpoint, what we did in West Covina. We get on a bus, all of us. We head to a campsite.
Oh, God. Just
kill
me now.
Listen, these guys, Travis and Slee, do their show. We do this show, or Mason and Ireland do their show. You guys do your show. And then that night, you have the option with listeners to bunk and camp, and we will do activities. And the next day, you do water stuff or whatever it is at the campground.
I'm down.
And then you go home.
I'm down.
It's one night, maybe two if people want to get crazy.
One
I don't think two is
I'm down
my
because I've never gone to summer camp. Or
exactly.
Like I've seen it in movies.
Right.
But, you know, I'm down. I want to do that.
Kaplan, would you, in theory, be down with this in that setup?
I'm so down. You have no idea how down I really am.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
This would be cool for exactly one night.
One night only.
One night only. That's probably what we call it.
I can only get hammered with you one night. Not twice. Now, John is not going to do it because John is Silver Spoon. There's no
exactly.
need for this.
Exactly. I can't be seen at a campsite.
With the commoners?
Beneath me.
It'd be great.
The unwashed?
We could do it. We could play
the unsung. My son works.
Now, but at the same time. You know, I'm not opposed to John's idea of 18 holes in the morning, 18 in the afternoon. That's I like
better.
The,
you're always welcome at the.
I
golf
like the
course.
Bougie golf camp.
But let me ask you a question: wouldn't golf be considered an activity? So
nah,
you say, okay,
nah,
look,
nah.
Everybody sign up who wants to go golfing. Everybody who wants to go water skiing, go over here.
That
nah,
doesn't
who
go
wants
hand
to go
in
hiking.
Hand. It doesn't. Go
I see
hand
what
hand.
You're saying. But that's harder to do if you've only got one day. If you've got one day at the camp with, let's just say, 50 people, everybody's got to do everything for it to be worth your time.
Yeah, nah,
you know.
Yeah,
Scott, did you ever get to go to summer camp when you were a kid?
Never, really.
Okay.
No, we didn't really go to summer camp, even though I lived in a part of upstate New York where all the kids from, you know, let's say New York City, Boston, Philadelphia, New Jersey, those kids all came to the town that I lived in to go to summer camps, but I never went.
Oh, so you were a town camp townie.
Total camp townie. Total.
Townies are real when it comes to the summer camp.
Is this like Ozarks?
No, it's just, I don't even know how
to explain. You ever see Dirty Dancing? That's what Clinton wants to do.
Wet Hot American Summer is the movie that is of record of camping in this
was
country.
It the Freddie Prinze movie, I Know What You Did Last Summer? That's all I'm imagining, like people,
exactly.
That kind of stuff.
No, nah, man, you go, also, yes, you, Scott, like, hold on, what'd you say, Scott?
Well, I want to know, Clinton, can you design the day, though? Maybe, because if you could sell it to John Ireland.
No chance.
I don't need to sell it to Ireland. I'm not spending my time on
that. That's a smart tactical move by you.
I don't need that. Also, Scott, there are professionals that do this. This is, like, known as a thing for professional development. I'm not saying we got to get into all that, but, like, teams go.
It's team bonding,
Team bonding. That's kind of the point. Really? If we did it with listeners, could be fun. Just saying.
Yeah, but those guys are also like billionaires who go to Idaho and like these big spreads.
Yeah, right? that's what I'll do. That's not what I'm talking about, right? Catalina Island, we'll take a bus, party bus out there.
The kids do that. They go to Catalina for
Yeah, I want to go to Idaho with the billionaires. Yeah, exactly. Tell me about that.
Summer Redstone, doesn't
Scott,
he do something?
I think it could be fun for one night only.
Only.
Catalina would be amazing. Yeah. Could make it easier.
I don't want to be stuck on an island. I want to get out of there. If I want to leave, let me drive away.
I've already negotiated a helicopter if I'm even attempting to be a part of this. Hey, Beto, let me ask you this. Juan Soto is at Dodger Stadium tonight.
He's right there at the hotel next to us.
No, yeah, all right. Is
he getting traded, and is he getting traded to the Dodgers?
Okay, so I don't cover baseball, but I still talk to people in the baseball world.
Right. Yeah.
The Padres are legit.
Yeah,
right. Buster Olney says the Padres are his number one pick of where Soto might go.
Because they have the people to move him, and their GM has shown that he's willing to make moves.
Yeah.
Can the Dodgers do it? Yeah, but then the Dodgers are going to have to give up a big haul, especially when they have the arms that are coming back. You just don't know. Is he going to get moved? That's an interesting question, because who wants to just unload right now, especially a team that's going to get sold, and what are you going to get for him? But he's not going to be in the Nationals for much longer.
I don't think so.
But I don't know if he gets
Cap,
this
if
year,
the
though.
Padres got him and they get Tatis back, I think all of a sudden now they give the Dodgers a fight.
Well, they definitely add two big bats to their lineup. You know, Soto is obviously, you know, people think he might be the best hitter in all of baseball right now.
He's 23, man.
Right. Yeah. And Tatis is he's a star, but he hasn't played all season, and he's just getting ready to start a rehab assignment to get in, you know, get back into the lineup. So, yes, if Tatis were to come back and be who he's been, and if Soto comes across the country and continues to perform the way he has, yeah, you've just put two really big bats into the Padre lineup. But you see, if I'm the Dodgers want everybody. I mean, the Dodgers would like to have all the best players. I actually don't know that they really need him. In other words, yes, he would be a really great player to have, but if you were to say, what do the Dodgers need? I'm not so sure they need Juan Soto as much as they might want to have Juan Soto.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
The need in the Juan. Luis Castillo is what you need right now.
Right.
An arm right now.
A lot of people think Castillo hasn't been traded because everybody's waiting to see what happens with Soto. They're keeping their powder dry for Soto.
Does the equation change with you, Scott, when you throw in the element of three possible playoff runs with Soto? The youth element there becomes something that you just kind of can't deny, and maybe it's not a need or a want. It's just if available, a smart get.
And he's a star,
right?
Well, yeah.
Star-driven town.
Right. Come on, John, bang on the table.
There we go.
Right. But the thing is that you, if you look at the Dodgers right now, and they're so on fire, and they get contributions from the guys you expect them to, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, those are the obvious guys. But when a guy like Trace Thompson comes up and you know he's not making it with the Padres earlier in the season, sure, or Detroit, or a guy who's mostly had a really good minor league career but not a major league career, he just comes up and starts performing and he's part of it. The guy who
came but you're up not going to depend on him every single night.
No,
or
no,
two,
no,
man.
No, not at all, not at all. But all I'm saying is that I just don't know that the Dodgers say, what is it we need that's going to take us from where we are, which is we're running away with the division. We got the best record in baseball.
You're supposed to do that.
The Dodgers are supposed to do that?
You're supposed to do that.
Well, if the Padres get Soto, I think they give him a run for the money in the second half. Hey, settle an argument between Clinton and I, you guys. Tell me whether or not you think this is a stupid question. Nick Castellanos, who plays for the Phillies now, and everybody in Philly gets booed. So Castellanos came up to the plate, and they booed him because he hasn't been hitting. And a reporter asked him, did you hear the boos? And the ensuing conversation went like this. Tell me if you guys think this is a stupid question.
Did you hear the blues there when you struck out and playing the game there?
No, man, I lost my hearing.
So you didn't hear it?
Come on, man, it's a stupid question.
Why is it a stupid question?
Can anybody else answer that for him? Anybody? Yeah, man, that's a stupid question.
It's not a stupid question. If it's a stupid question, you should be equipped to answer it.
All right, I did answer it.
All right. The answer should be able to handle a stupid question.
We got the answer.
That doesn't
mean
that I can't say that it's a stupid question.
It wasn't a stupid question. It's a legit question.
If I heard the booze, that's a rhetorical question. Of course it's a stupid question.
Did you hear the booze?
That's a stupid question.
We got the answer. We're good. Thanks, guys. We're close.
Then you should be able to handle a stupid question.
I did.
So I saw the video, right? And I heard your conversation. I think Clinton said stupid. You said no. Now, this is also a scrum. Scrums are stupid.
Scrums are stupid.
A waste of time.
By nature, stupid.
But at the same time, when you're in a big league clubhouse, and the reporter who asked it is a beat writer who's been around for a while, salty vet, you know, probably hates the shift and everything else. So, yeah, but like, I heard you, and you're like, but when you're in the big leagues, you know you're going to get these kind of questions. He could have just said, whatever, move on, stuff like
he
that.
He did.
But he told
a joke back. He said, no, I lost my hearing.
Yeah.
He replied on his level.
It's just lazy. That is not Sawaski method approved at all. That's way inside
baseball. The question is lazy.
It is. It's absolutely. But all baseball questions are lazy. And like most of the stuff in the scrum are lazy after a game kind of thing.
Who looks worse here, the reporter or Castellanos?
See, the thing is that what bothers me is how the ball players today, this is like the new thing, is if I don't like the question, I now tell you it's a bad question because I'm a baseball player, but I also have a PhD in journalism, so I know good questions versus bad questions. So this is the way the players have turned the tide. I'm putting myself in Castellanos' position here,
gotcha.
Beto. You know, it's like you're a ball player. I'm a journalist. I ask questions. You answer questions.
Yeah.
When did you become a critic of whether these questions are good or bad?
Scott, you've done this sideline reporting after a game. We've all done it where you ask a lazy question because you know it's a pro. It's real quick. Get in, get out. Answer the damn question, right? Just play along. Now, if you're asking somebody who's younger, a high school kid or a college kid, you got to ask a better question. And this happened to me a couple weeks ago. I was interviewing Ryan Garcia at a press conference, a boxer who has like 5 million followers.
Okay.
I'm moderating the press conference. Real simple. Hey, Ryan, how was camp? Good. He's in a mood.
Right.
I was like, all right, so next one. You ready for the fight? Yeah. And I was like, okay, I guess I need to ask better questions. But I've known the kid for 5-6 years. He knows how to play the game along, but it was also my fault for not asking a good question. So I own that. Well, so that reporter should ask the better question.
Clint made a good point earlier that, first of all, he asked a yes or no question, which is,
and he's mumbling, fumbling, stumbling.
Well, he's wearing a mask.
And then when he's a beat writer.
He's a baseball writer. He's all about Springsteen right now.
When he actually gets his reply in a joke form, he then continues with the question. He didn't even pick up a play it again.
Yeah, but
I'm mad about this.
Castellanos also staring him down.
That's fine. So that's
let me ask you guys a question though. So when he looks around, the player looks around. He goes, "Can anyone here please tell this guy why that's a stupid question?"
That was unnecessary.
He's looking for like affirmation. And I'm like, hey, bro, all the people that are around you are all writers and they're all media people and they all work with this guy. And whether or not they like him or respect him as immaterial, they're not going to be like, yeah, that's a terrible question, dude. You're right.
At least he didn't say talk about the booze.
Right.
Yeah, right. But talk about the booze you just
said. All right, here's another one. Victor Robles hit a home run in a game between two last place teams. It was Washington at Arizona on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Madison Bumgarner was the pitcher. It was 7-1. He hits a home run, and Robles admires it a little bit. And after the game, they asked Bumgarner about it, and here's what he said.
What did you think of Robles' reaction to that home run?
As a clown. Golly. No shame.
Golly.
No shame. Like, it was 7-1.
Tell you what.
You hear third homer of the year, you act like Barry Bonds breaking the record. Clean it up. I don't care about getting up the run. Nobody, I mean... Hell, we won 7-2, 8-2, whatever it was. It's frustrating. I'm the old grumpy guy, I know, but that type of stuff didn't used to happen. Now that's ridiculous.
King of the Hill reruns airing in the Arizona.
Cap, get off my lawn, Bumgarner.
Cap, I've never understood the unwritten rules in sports. I don't subscribe to them. I think Bumgarner sounds like an idiot. How about you?
No, I mean, I just feel like he's kind of right, as in, like, dude, come on. Like, did you just break Barry Bonds' record the way you're staring this thing down? I mean, dude.
Oh, you agree with Bumgarner?
Shocker.
Old white guy agrees with Bumgarner.
Exactly.
Well, I'm an old white guy, and I don't.
Because you're
older white
guy. You're
an older white guy.
No, because, look, Bumgarner even added at the end, he's like, maybe I'm just the old guy screaming right
now. Correct.
You think?
You think? And then, look, okay, pitchers aren't allowed to, they celebrate too, right? If you don't like it, when
Bumgarner is known for yelling
exactly.
at people.
Oh,
dude, but Bumgarner will take matters into his own hands. You know what I mean? Bumgarner.
Not that time. He got yelled. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
What are we talking about?
But Robles even said it afterwards. He goes, he can go and celebrate all he wants, and then when we do it, it's like, it's not right, right?
Well, look, baseball has changed, and in my opinion, for the better, because it's more exciting.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the players who celebrate, stare down home runs, whatever, you know, dance around, to me, that is a lot more fun than the way
Heck
it used to be.
Yeah.
But it doesn't surprise me that Bumgarner's like, dude, it's not like Juan Soto just hit a home run off me. Who are you, dude?
He's somebody who's a professional. If you know how hard it is to hit a 100-mile-an-hour home run? Good for you. Celebrate
right,
it. Flip the bat while you're at it.
I mean, I'll say this as well. I think the culture of the game has changed enough, too, that it's cool that we can be like, Bumgarner, get out of here, bro. What are you even talking about? Like, that's not even close to the majority feeling anymore. The guys who are on the act like you've been there before, those are aging, extinct dodos in the baseball world.
Yeah, so just because we're down 7-1, I'm not supposed to celebrate? Heck no.
Yeah, I'm with you, Beto. All right, coming up next, Beto Duran in for Sedano. Cap is here. Sedano and Cap right around the corner, ESPN LA.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Yeah. Bam, bam, bum. Bing, da, da, ding. Come on. Bam, beat up, bum.
I'll help you out, Scott.
Clinton will jump in.
Yeah, somebody should. Better
not going to do it.
I mean, why am I going to pretend like I like it? You know me. I ain't faking it.
Well, right. You don't like anything.
No, I love everything. Just this right here is like, eh. That's a Kaplan bit.
You can't love everything and hate that.
I didn't say I hate. It's not my for me, man. That's right. Your bit. You go. Hey, first of all, don't let me stop you, man. Be your own person. Keep on going.
It is your bit. You got to own the bit. It's a good.
You got to own it. I'm rocking out with you. The hands are in the air for you.
But you were just the way you just did it was really good.
That was me.
That was Clinton.
Oh, I thought you jumped into it.
Clinton's
oh.
a team player.
Well, no. Clinton, that was really good by you.
Thank you. No problem.
Yeah, so is this the first time that the three of us have gotten together since the after party of the 7-10 softball spectacular?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
makes sense. The after party, by the way, which was fantastic. Fun. I mean, what a time that was. Thought I had a little birthday portion of the programming as well. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time. What
it was
Cap?
So much bonding. It reminded me of Camp 7-10. Okay. I'm joking. I just wanted to come on. You guys, I'm looking forward to listening to the show on the way home. I just wanted to say, because of all of the bonding, like you referred to, Scott, I actually think this is a good idea. One night only, we find a camp, we do some fun, goofy games, we talk about it for the rest of the week, and then we move on.
Can we have some s'mores?
Only one, though. Why not two nights?
Because two nights is too much, bro. You're asking
too much
of other people at that point. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you got listeners involved. I'm not asking people to take a whole weekend in Big Bear. That's insane. You know what I'm saying? But a night, because then you got travel time, too. You got to think about going and coming.
Yeah.
A night is where it's at. A 2 days, one night kind of situation.
You get tired of people. Remember, we're older now.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, you have to suck it up. You get along. You go find another friend.
Right.
If you're drinking and you don't like that person, you might say something the next night.
Somebody might not stay the night.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. You know? But you could do camp activities. You can do, like, ropes courses. Canoeing.
Zip lining.
You don't find this fun?
I'm all about it because I've never done it. I was always jealous of the people in the movies that did this because, look, Latino parents, they don't send their kids away.
No.
Right? You don't even let them. Like, they send them to Mexico because they're getting disciplined, and then they come back speaking Spanish. But what you do, you don't send them away to a camp where you're paying thousands of dollars for this. And for the people saying, like, oh, I went as a camp, well, look at some of the people you went with. Because I had some friends who went to camp, and they got scared straight.
It was a different kind of camp.
But it's I want to go and do that. I want to go ride a horse. I want to go see mountains.
It's a fun, unique American experience, Scott. I think that's what it is.
And I want to wear a life jacket.
A lot of people could relate to that, you know?
Yeah, I never got a chance to go to sleepaway camp when I was a kid. Like, I always wanted to go, and I never had a chance to go.
Why didn't you go?
Because my parents were not, like, they didn't have the money to
do
it.
Exactly. Right. See, let's do it now.
I would go with my school at the end of the school year. We went 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th grade to different camps.
See, like,
that's what Sleewood did. That's where he knew about the camp that he was talking about before. That's how this whole idea even came up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, my parents were not going to send me to a camp. And I would ask every summer, like, can I go to camp? And they're like, no. And I'm like, but dad, my father was an electrician. and he was an electrician for this one camp that was nearby our house. It was called Camp Lakota.
Where? Where did you grow up?
This is in upstate New York.
Okay,
in,
Camp Lakota.
In the Catskill Mountains.
Yeah.
Upstate New York. This was called the Bush Belt. Back in the old school days, okay?
Right.
And so my father would be on call. And if something broke at the camp, they'd call my father. Hey, the air conditioning broke. The fan broke. The lights are out. So my father was there. And as a kid, I would go with my father. And I was the electrician's son. And I would look at all these kids water skiing, horseback riding, playing tennis, playing softball.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
And I was like, I really want to go to camp.
Yeah.
And I never had a chance to go, ever.
Not going to lie. That's a nice camp. I mean, not all camps are designed to be like mini country clubs. Oftentimes, camps.
Oh, they're not?
No. Oftentimes, camps are there to just teach you how to be at one with yourself so that you don't need all the other crap that goes on in the world. It's just outside in the woods. Well, I mean, the reason why it works better as an adult is because you know a little bit about yourself. Yeah. And, yeah, the purpose I would want to do it is actually to bond, not just to only say we did this. I think it could be fun.
I want to go fishing.
I've
never gone fishing.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Never fished in your life?
Never.
I
think we could find a way to accommodate that.
I was at the track, okay? I was at Santa Anita. I'm not going fishing.
I bet you we could find a camp that has fishing, for sure.
I mean, I'm not going to.
You want to learn how to fish?
No.
Teach a man to fish. No, I'm joking. But, yeah.
Eat forever, right? Yeah. Something like that.
Exactly.
Like that.
Whatever that.
Yeah, I just want to sit on a boat, you know, and, like, take a picture for Instagram and then be done with it. Like, that's all I really want it for. I mean, why? I don't want to sit there for hours and do all that stuff.
Fishing is one
picture
fun.
For Instagram, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I see people on the pier, you know, they go fishing at night or whatever. I'm like, I have no interest for that. But
no,
on the lake,
I have
sitting there
understood.
With some old Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
people
beast.
Who fish on the pier, I got nothing but respect for you guys.
Yeah,
like, for
work.
Me, I'm like, whoa, I could never go to the pier and fish here all day like that. Sometimes when I walk on the beach, I see people that are out there and they're fishing also. And I'm like, why are you guys fishing where everybody's swimming? And they're catching fish. They literally are bringing them in.
All right. But yeah, that's the
idea. I'm down to do it.
Slow
Captain
it down.
For sure.
Slow it down during the summer. Make some friends for life. That's the idea.
We also need somebody who plays acoustic guitar so that at night when we build a campfire, we can all do camp around, you know, sing-along songs.
We've got
know?
Taylor for that, though. I feel like he could handle enough of that with his musical skills. He is in a band, after all. So.
Right, but is he going to play the fiddle or does he actually play the guitar?
You only really need one instrument. It doesn't always have to be a guitar. I think he could be. He can handle that. We can outsource that to him.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I've gone beach camping. I do that. That's no problem. You know, down in your hood, San Alejo, all that
you get
stuff.
You get to compete against other bunks for prizes. You know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, right.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, if let's just say your show had a bunk. You were all in the same one. Mason and Ireland had a bunk. Travis and Sliwa had a bunk, not unlike the Mandy's, but you would be competing in games that you do together against each other.
Like, they call them back in the day, and I don't know if this is politically correct anymore, but it was called Color War, right?
Sort of. Field day kind of stuff, but at camp. You know what I'm saying? So, like, let's just say, I don't know, somebody's got to maybe not chop the most wood. That's a little too intense in terms of physical feats. But, you know, it's stuff like that. Stuff you do in the woods.
And then what do you win?
I don't know. You just win the props of saying, yo, we did this. We
moved
more logs than you dorks because we're better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatever it may be. I mean, it translates a little differently when you're an adult.
Yeah.
But when you're in like fifth grade, you want to be the log.
Because right now, my sciatica, and then, you know, I got to get my knee brace.
That's the problem.
Like, you know,
I think we could dumb it down to sort of stuff like, you know, smaller things that aren't necessarily physical challenges.
Like trivia?
Or maybe like life size Connect Four, you know what I mean? Or whatever.
Cornhole,
that
trivia.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah, cornhole with
horseshoes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Connect Four.
And those life size Connect Fours are fun, by
beer,
the way.
Beer pong, there
exactly.
you go.
You know, all right, that kind of all right. stuff.
I don't know if I could play softball again.
No. You're done for 10 years.
Let me just tell you. Let me tell you something. So the night before the softball game, I told you guys, you know, I took 120 exit velocity illegal bat right off the shin.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And then I come walking into the game the next day, and I'm limping, and I got ice, and then finally Dr. Clapper clears me to play, right?
Faker.
So this whole time, this is now, guys, today is July 25th. What was the date of the game? Like July 15th, 10 days ago,
right?
Yeah,
it was 10 days ago, yeah.
Okay. So this whole time, my shin has been bruised, you know? And all of a sudden, my right knee, I don't know, something's wrong with my right knee. You know, and I'm saying, okay, well, it must be that the swelling from the ball hitting my shin must have gone north and now has like created like some kind of swelling in my knee. And everybody I talked to is like, no, moron, the swelling is going to head south. Gravity is going to take it down. So then the other day I looked at my foot. My whole foot was like black and blue still from the shin. And I don't know what happened here, okay? I don't know if I twisted my knee, if I tore my medial collateral ligament. I don't freaking know. I just know my knee is screwed up ever since the game, and it's your fault, Beto.
You did not tear an MCL walking four batters in the last inning of the game to help us lose. I'm telling
you. I had a good time at the bar afterwards, so your MCL is perfectly fine.
Yeah, I think we might have to go to a different scene of the crime. Perhaps the Sunset Room, Sunset Lounge, Sunset Room.
I think it was called the Sunset Room.
Sunset Room. Sunset, I believe E-R-E. That might be where your problem occurred, because I did see you on the dance floor, and that was not as giving a surface as the dirt on the infield at the West Covina Little League place.
Yeah.
I believe that's what actually happened here. I think we've cracked the case, Beto.
Yeah, or going to Del Mar, walking around in a fancy suit. Yeah,
you look good, by the way.
That
looks fun.
That had nothing to do with it either, huh? Nothing at all. All of a sudden, today is when you're complaining.
That looked fun, Scott.
Oh, thank you.
When you're bougie, it is.
I want to get you guys, but seriously, I want to get you guys down here.
It's fantastic.
You know, Mario Ruiz was down here this past week on Friday on opening day, and I want you guys, both of you gentlemen, I want to put everybody from ESPN LA together on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Nope, not happening.
What do you got going
Stop
on?
Stop it, Beto. No, let him get his plan out. Enough with the contrary.
No, weekends, not going to happen because that's when I work and that's when the kids are playing.
Okay, well, Beto aside.
No, that's fair.
You know that life.
That's true. That's a good
point. I do, man. I live that life, bro. Yeah. I mean,
I'll see you
at
Silver
Lakes
with Slammers.
When you're in Norco, and you are sitting there at the field, Silver Lake, dude, and it's hot as you know what out there?
Yep.
Oh, dude, been there, lived there.
Okay, so hold on. Lay out what you want the people
Friday,
to do
Cap,
beyond Beto's specific personal schedule.
Actually, it's not a terrible idea, Beto, to do it on Friday because we could do a live broadcast from there as well.
Exactly, no problem. Okay. Because it's a 3 o'clock post, right?
Yep, no problem. We could do that.
And there's a band after?
There used to be. They're not doing those anymore now. I know. But listen, Clinton, I'm telling you right now, if you could come down here on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay? All day long. The races start at 2 o'clock. There's beautiful people. Everybody's dressed nice.
Yeah,
I mean, it's much more casual than it is on opening day.
Right.
But, Beto, how's your handicapping skills?
Always bet the gray horse, man.
Okay, that's one.
But the roan. But the roan.
I have no gambling capabilities, or rather,
Yates,
skills at all.
You go down on Saturday, I'll go with you.
I'm not going this Saturday.
Oh, no, a Saturday.
A Saturday.
Yeah, the kids can find a ride.
Okay.
My boy, Ronnie, pick up my daughter. Let's go.
I'll go. Yeah.
With Yates.
I got no reason not to go. I mean, I'll listen. As somebody that attended the Derby this year, with my eyeballs.
Oh, you know.
I can certainly find my way down to the track to see Kathy.
Where the surf meets the turf.
That's
beautiful.
Great. Yeah,
you guys want to do casual flip-flops and shorts and t-shirts, or you guys want to get dressed and go up into the director's room fancy?
No money.
Everything's taken care of, the whole deal.
I would like to allow for both. I don't want to have to mingle with too many of the hoi polloi if I don't have to.
I ain't wearing no jacket.
I would wear a jacket.
Because you're a man of style.
Listen, I'm president of the local chapter of the Hanson-Man community. I got to represent.
Yeah.
I would consider both. Like, whatever you thought was going to be the most fun, I would follow that.
Okay, hold on. Here's the thing. Cap.
Yep.
Is your lady going to go?
She could.
I'm guessing yes.
Because if she doesn't, then we're going to the infield and partying it up with the people.
Okay. See, all right. Making out with strangers. Yeah. I'm not going on
No. The infield is where, like, the people are partying. You have a cooler.
That's
a
different environment at a horse race than it is somewhere else.
Because at Del Mar, it's awesome out there.
What's going on out there?
No, it's just partying. That's it. But if you go.
Who's partying?
Like, everybody.
Do they look like you? Do they look like me? Or do they look like Scott?
Me and you.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Now,
very
if we go hoi polloi,
yeah.
You got to wear a coat.
Hoi polloi actually means people of the public. It doesn't mean like.
I thought hoi polloi is fancy. Okay, we're going bougie.
Yes, okay.
If we're going Capulin-esque, we're going, you got to get a jacket.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
If I'm going all the way down to watch horses run, I don't mind dressing up.
Yeah, like you're going to drink out of a glass.
That's fine. That means that nobody's going to throw one at me.
I like that suspense.
This is why you need to go to summer camp.
You got to stay on your toes. I got red cups in my truck right now.
I don't need that. I don't need that smoke when I'm trying to watch the horses go around and over.
Ah, there you go.
Okay. Well, that's a good idea.
But if we go bougie, then Kaplan has to pay for.
Yeah, no. If you guys come down here, let me tell you something right now. If you come down here, I got it all.
Okay. Oh, the heck yeah.
I got it all covered.
Oh, I got a pink jacket ready to go.
I'm down. See, what are you even talking about? You want to do this.
No, but if he's paying, heck yeah. Yeah. If I got to pay, no. Okay.
No, you come here. You are with me.
Very well.
Oh, with the
we're the Kaplan entourage.
Oh, we're going with the owner's group.
This is the Kaplan entourage.
Do we get the owner's parking?
Kaplan and company. We're the company.
Right. Yes. You're going to have great parking.
Oh, then I'm in. Because I don't have to take a shuttle. Yeah, forget the people in the infield. I'm over.
I knew he was going to abandon ship.
I don't have to pay?
As soon as he learned.
If it's free, it's me. Let's go.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Well, Clinton, it was great listening to you and John Ireland. And if you want to stick around, we'd love to
have you. No, I'm headed out right now, but I just wanted to tell you guys about the camp idea. And I wanted to hear about the day at the races, so I'll listen in.
Okay, very good.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Adios.
The Handsome Man Community, the president of the local chapter, there he is, Clinton Yates. Beto is in for Sedano. Beto, I have so many things I want to talk to you about this afternoon.
Oh, I got some things for you, too.
Good. I don't even know where I want to start. I mean, seriously, I got so much. Oh, you do?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody stick around. Everybody, we're just getting rolling. Beto is in for Sedano. Producer Laura is here. Producer Funchy is here. We are officially underway. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Yep, Beto's in for Sedano today and tomorrow.
Jam right here. It's a good jam. Yeah. Bowie put on some jams, huh?
I'm glad you like this.
Oh, hey, I like the classics, man.
All right.
Don't trip. I know what's up.
I'm not tripping.
Yeah. Why are you sounding all surprised?
No, I'm not even close to tripping.
You're glad you like this. Why are you all surprised, man?
Well, I don't know. Usually it's always like, you know, there's some kind of song that everybody's like giving me a hard time about. You know who this is? I'm like, no, I have no idea.
I hate
like,
when people give you a hard time about not knowing things, man.
I know. Like, I don't know a lot of stuff.
Good. Own it. That's nothing wrong with that.
No, I am owning it.
Like, especially with music. There's so much out there and everything sounds the same because we're older now. So like, okay, I don't know who this is. Compared to that guy, you know? It's fine. It's okay.
Hey, Beto, I want to hear, because you mentioned this during Super Crosstalk when Ireland was in with Clinton. Since the softball game where you took me deep and hit the walk-off home run in dramatic fashion.
Yeah, where I popped it up and Kurt had it fall out of his glove. Uh-huh.
Come on. I mean, Sandoval should have had that ball. Without a doubt.
Hey, people even tell me, hey, no bat flip on this? Because I thought Kurt was going to catch it.
What did you think when the ball went off your bat? Seriously.
I said, I missed it. I popped it up. And I'm like, damn it. And I'm like, now Travis is going to be the star.
And as it turns out?
Life has changed. I'm now in here 3 times a week. I'm going to be filling in for Mason. I'm going to be filling in for Ireland in a couple of weeks. My career has changed. It's I say the 30 for 30 comes out on the softball game and the live altering game that we had. You know, Funch went from being uh-oh to a hero. You know, Kurt Sandoval is now going to be Bill Buckner here in L.A. because he just couldn't make the play.
Right.
You know, it's different.
Yeah, I know. And people are
and
like,
Mason and I get along now.
Now the beef has been buried.
But well, I mean, when you do things for Mason, he forgives.
Ah, right. Yeah. But what you said earlier was that everywhere you seem to go, people are talking to you not about, hey, who do you think's going to win this fight? Or,
yeah,
you know,
something true,
like everybody wants to talk to you about being MVP of the softball game. Explain that part of it to me.
It's cool because you forget when you do radio because you're in a studio by yourself, right? And you know people are listening, but you run into people and you don't know them. But then they come up to you and they're like, oh, I'm a listener. That's what's up. It's cool. You know, whether you're doing TV or radio or wherever you may be. And it's awesome when people interact with you. And it reminds you of why we're so blessed. And I did say blessed to do this job because we're not working. It's fun. And I never wake up and say, oh, I got to go. Like today, I woke up like 6:30 and I was just reading a bunch of stuff, getting ready for the show at that early, right? If you could have texted me, I would have been answering you. But people come up to you because you have a connection and the community that we've built is awesome. So Friday I was working boxing in Ontario for Thompson Boxing and Siobhan and her husband, I left them tickets. They came out and they're like, oh, MVP of the softball game. What's up? And I'm like, cool. You know, it was really nice. I saw them at the Manny's real quick, but yet they sat behind me and it was cool. And then somebody else, when I'm walking around, comes up to be one of the commissioners, the people who inspect the fights. So I'm back there talking to the fighters. They're like, uh-oh, MVP of 710. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then some of the, my boy Henry Ramirez, who's a trainer, who had two fighters on the card. And Henry's out in Riverside, big Rams fan. He's a real P1. He's wrapping his fighter's hands, right? Guys who are about to fight in about an hour, they should be locked in that zone. Henry's telling his fighter who I am and what I did. It's just that kind of cool moment right there because of what Tommy Lamb and the staff did for the state. Look, it's 2 weeks later. You're still talking about it because it's just so cool. Because how many bad radio station promotions have we worked at? Not here, but just in general in our career where you go do a remote and it's you and the security guard. And this was different. And when I explained to somebody the other day, like there was like 1,500 people out there from all over Southern California. My boy from the Valley showed up. Guys in North County, San Diego showed up. Like Mario's family from Vista showed up. You know, it was cool to be out there with the people. And that's what we had, and that's why it's still cool to hear it. And now you're complaining about your leg.
Well, I'm complaining about my leg because I can't decide if my leg is hurt because of the softball I took off the shin where the swelling has gone north to my knee, or if the swelling went down to my foot, which was all black and blue. And is there now something wrong with my knee? Maybe I tore my ACL. My interior.
You would have known if you torn your ACL. Man. Have you ever torn it?
No.
Oh, I did. You would not be moving around.
Yeah.
You would not be walking around Del Mar. You would not be going up those stairs.
I gotta walk. I gotta go meet up with Dr. Clapper this week when I come up to LA. How are you? Like, look at my knee. How are you? Not so well, doctor. My knee's bothering me.
You're a D1 athlete. You're a triathlete. You know pain. If you can do Kona, you can deal with your body right now. You know what real excruciating pain is when those Kona winds are going across from you, right? So you know what all that's about. Bob Babbitt taught you right. So you can deal with little knee injury right now. What you're looking at is just a foot that's purple, man. Your pata's all screwed up, bro.
I went out for a run yesterday. You know, I told you, Beto, I'm trying to get myself back in
the
shape.
Why are you going for a run? Mike, this is why. Oh, I swear.
Well, I'm trying to get myself back into shape. You know,
Scott.
Yeah.
Your knee and foot are purple, right?
Right.
You're complaining, saying you might have torn something.
Right.
Why go run? The worst thing you can do when you're out of shape and you're overweight is put more pressure and run and pound the pavement. Just mix in a salad.
Okay. See, this is good advice, actually. This is really good advice because, Beto, I don't know if you realize this or not. Laura, dude, myself, and Chris Morales are all making commitments to one another that in the month of September, starting on September 6th, we're all giving up booze for 30 days. I've committed that I'm giving up all cannabis-related products, gummies, vapes.
Why? You're not
smokes.
A quitter.
No, true, I'm not a quitter. I'm not quitting. I'm temporarily stopping. That's all. And I'm going to go on a real diet.
No, that isn't right. Because if you're going to temporarily stop, it means you're going to pick it up eventually, right?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping to make a lifestyle change, frankly.
Oh, alright, continue.
I mean, Laura, are you ready to do this with me?
No. We know Laura's committed. She's done a great job in her own personal weight loss journey. It's fantastic. So you don't have to worry about her.
But she puts out a lot of pictures on Instagram of her with booze and bars and stuff. Come on, Laura, are you really ready for it?
Yeah. I'm going to have knee surgery soon, so I have to get rid of the booze.
Cap, what do you want to do with this? We know Morales. Morales wants to lose 65 because he's sloppy right now before he turns 40. What is your deal?
My deal is I am sloppy also.
So you're going to quit everything that you're doing that's bad?
I'm just going to quit for like 30 days and get myself back into
better shape. Okay, you're going to quit for 30 days, you're going to look good, lose it, and then start celebrating again and then gain the weight.
Perhaps, but
then
I'm
why even suffer for 30 days, bro?
Honestly, because I saw a picture of myself the other day.
Just buy a bigger shirt. It's fine.
Well, you know, you ever do this where you think you're hiding what you know? Like you take your shirt off and you look and you go, I'm a pear. Okay? I mean, I just look like a pear.
Yeah.
And these love handles are hanging over, and I can feel my fat belly, and I just don't want that anymore. So I'm going to try for 30 days to see if I can make a major change. That's all.
You can't. Scott, you've trained for triathlons. You know dedication. You could do it. Now, why? Okay, do you drink every night?
Not every night.
That's a good start. What do you drink?
Cerveza.
You drink beer? Then yeah. Cut the beer out.
Okay, well, then I go to vodka.
Okay, perfect. Vodka neat. There you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mix in the sugars. It's the sugar that's messing you up, man.
Well, that and my...
It says the guy who's 20 pounds over, but like, I should lose some weight too because I don't want three chins on TV, but I don't care. I like my wine. No, I can't join you. I like my wine. So I'm not going to quit. All I do is just I cut out cheese. You just got to change some things up, man.
Still drink wine, no longer eat cheese.
Because you can't process it as you get older. Milk products are bad for you.
Okay, I hadn't thought about this.
Scott, you know all this stuff.
I do, but I'm living an undisciplined lifestyle right now.
Do you go to In-N-Out?
On occasion.
Then don't.
Well, I've given up In-N-Out. I've given up Chick-fil-A. Today was a hard day. I was so close to going to Chick-fil-A, I didn't do it.
Hey, Chick-fil-A has salads. Get that.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Why not?
It's not why I go there.
Get the chicken salad of Chick-fil-A. It's good for you.
Yeah, even like Jersey Mike's. You know, they got a sub and a tub. Forget about it.
The bread. It's bad
for you. Yeah, that's what I'm eating.
This is basic advice here, Scott.
You are giving out very basic stuff to your point. But it's stuff that I know, and I'm just not doing it. So I've decided I'm going to go on.
So you're
going to
go on a 30-day crash course. You know how bitter and upset you're going to be.
Good
question. You're going to be in a bad mood.
Right. Well, that's I've
been everybody likes
this.
You right now because you're a happy drunk guy. Nobody likes a bitter drunk.
You might be right. I mean, I need to prepare everybody for what I'm going to be for the next 30 days as I detox.
Okay. So when I come down to Del Mar and you're doing your cleanse,
no, this will be after Del Mar. Yeah, Beto, I'm not starting it today. I'm waiting until the football season starts.
Oh, you're that new year, new me guy. That's what you are.
I'm what guy?
New year, new me.
Nah, I've never really been that guy.
Well, then why not? You just said you're going to start when football season.
Yeah, but it's not new year. It's September.
Football's a new year. Happy new year. So, happy new year. During football season, what do you do? You drink beer, you eat wings.
You have a solid point here.
Saturday and Sunday.
So Donald told you the same thing.
And if you're Saturday, you also got the Hawaii game at 8 o'clock that you can bet and you can get loaded on.
You're right, Laura. Sedano did say all these same things.
And then
things.
You got Monday Night Football. And if you guys do a remote somewhere.
Yeah. And then Thursday night.
Oh, then Thursday night.
Yeah, maybe I should just wait. Maybe I'll wait until next year.
No. Don't wait till next year. Just keep going, bro. I say you add 50.
You think I should pack
on
more?
Yeah. Look, dude, think about the new sponsors you can get. Big and tall.
You know what the problem is? Is that when you gain weight and you know it, but you don't want to admit it, and you still wear the same clothes that you were wearing when you were 10 pounds lighter, and then you're stuffing yourself into your pants.
Hey.
Like, I was tucking my shirt in the other day for the first time, and I'm
don't
like,
do that.
I can't take pictures of my shirt tucked in.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Because I see my belly hanging out over my belt.
Hey, that's why you wear the sweatsuit, man.
That's why I gained all this
you
weight.
You look like Bob Huggins, college basketball coach right there.
That's why I gained all this weight, because I was wearing elastic, you know, bands. I wasn't
Perfect.
Wearing belts. I was
good.
All right, you know, you're bad influence, man.
Not me. You're the one listening. That's your fault.
No. I haven't decided if I'm going to take your advice or not. But thus far,
you should never take my advice.
You're talking me into just getting fatter rather than trying to lose this weight.
If it's this easy to make you fat, then you got big problems, man.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Hey, can you take me when I go to Del Mar? Can you take me to Jimmy O's?
You want to go to Jimmy O's?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Heck yeah.
Hmm.
I need some drinks at Jimmy O's, bro.
Well, you know all the spots. You know all the spots.
Yeah.
Man.
We'll go to Red Tractins and let's go.
Gosh, you know them all, man.
Come on now.
You say you grew up going to Santa Anita. Did you go to Hollywood Park before it was SoFi Stadium?
Come on, man. Hollywood Park. You couldn't even go to the infield, right?
I never went to an infield in Hollywood Park.
There was no infield. You had to say Hollywood Park. That's where you would go see the horses were in the infield, so you couldn't see them. So my dad didn't like that. Go Hollywood Park. Then they go to Santa Anita. Then the Fairplex would have it.
Yep.
And then Los Alamitos at night, when the Orange County Fair used to run Los Alamitos.
Yeah.
So Del Mar, I only went once as a kid. And I've only been twice as an adult. Because I used to work, back when I was a board op, I used to work the horse racing show here on 710. You know, with Mike Willman. So I would be the morning board op guy on Saturday morning. So I'd call all those guys. But, you know, I was a kid at Santa Anita. I'd go with my dad because there were seven kids. So I would leave with my dad because I didn't want to stay with my two sisters. And I'd go, and I would see Lafitte Pinkai, Eddie De La Husse. You know, I remember Aaron Greider when he was an apprentice.
Come on now.
Corey Black.
Wow.
Let's go.
Let's go is right.
Let's go, Cap.
All right, Beto.
Come on,
you're talking my language right now.
Where's Dwayne Lucas at?
I like this. Yeah. It's great.
That was back when you would just leave the kid at the track, and I would see my dad at the end of the race. All right, what's up?
That's what I would do with my kid.
Yeah.
Like, hey, go learn math. Here's a book. Go sit down and read it. Try and learn math.
Yeah. His mother was a mutter.
He's like, Dad, I don't get it. I'm like, well, this is handicapping. Figure it out. All right, look, Beto, I know you said you got a lot of things on your mind today. I do as well. A lot of stuff happened over the course of the weekend. You know, I want to get to the Dodgers. There's a lot of talk about Juan Soto. The Nationals are in town facing the Dodgers starting tonight. So
I want to go to the game, man. What time is the show till?
You want to go to tonight's game or tomorrow night's game?
What time are we off today? We're off at 7?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the game.
You want to go tomorrow night too?
No, tomorrow's bobblehead. You're not getting tickets.
Really? Come on.
Well, if you want to buy, go ahead.
No, I'm not buying. Somebody got to hook us up.
It's bobblehead night. You're not going. You're not getting hooked up on bobblehead night.
Whose bobblehead is it tomorrow night?
I believe it's Kershaw.
Kershaw's.
Oh, then yeah, you're that not could be a problem. That could be a big problem. Yeah.
Hey, are you coming up tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a plan for you now. Okay. If you guys have a ticket for me tonight, I'm going to go to the game.
Yeah, it's Live Imaging Tuesday tomorrow. It's a special occasion, you know. So that's why I like to come up. So we got a lot to get to. I want to talk Dodgers, the possibility of Soto. I know there's a whole bunch of stuff out there about Kevin Durant. I'm kind of moderately into it. I don't know how you feel about it, Beto. We'll get to that story coming up at some point, I suppose. The Rams got their championship rings. I want to get to that story. So Beautiful. Just a ton on our mind. It's Monday afternoon. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Dude, this is one of my favorite songs of all time. Can't get enough of your love, baby.
Did you ever see him?
Never see him.
Oh, man.
You?
Nah. Would love to, though, man. Barry was cool, man. Some jams right here. Hey, I'm going to give credit to Morales. His rejoins today in the first hour, solid. None of this quirky, like, weird stuff that we don't have to explain, man.
Well, I mean, the part where he just talked about me having hot fudge poured all over my body.
I said, we don't, right. Things we don't have to explain.
No, but he's right. I mean, it's happened.
Hot fudge day, huh? But yeah. Barry. Hot fudge and Barry. That's all you need.
Explain.
It's good for a Monday. I did see the Reverend Al Green, though. Al Green puts on a show.
Yeah, I've never seen him either.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, Diana Ross, on the other hand.
That's your jam, huh?
Well, Seen her a few times.
She knows you.
Well, not like, you know, your boy Canelo, who I saw yesterday at the track.
Oh,
only
yeah.
Because, only because well, you put out a picture. Only because you put out a picture. I didn't see him. I wasn't there.
Yeah. So don't say you saw him when
Well, I only saw him. I saw the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You put him out there.
So
you
can't say I saw him when you weren't there.
Well, I wasn't there.
Then you,
I didn't see him there. I saw him there. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, so let me rephrase that. I wasn't there to see him there, but I saw pictures of him there, and I saw those pictures there of him there.
See, we were so good for 52 minutes.
Not bad.
Then you started that.
Yeah, we were all right.
Translate somebody.
Yeah. Well. So, Beto,
yes.
I got to tell you a quick story. On Friday of last week, actually checked that. It was Thursday of last week, just as we were getting out for the weekend because we took the Friday off.
Oh, nice.
Sedano says to me, all right, Kaplan. He says, dealer's choice. Dealer's choice was George's way of saying, I'm about to go on vacation and I need a mental break, so you decide what we're talking about. So he said, dealer's choice. And I said, Sedano, are you sure you want to give me controls of the show right now? And he said, yeah, because he didn't care anymore. And I told him this story about how I had a skunk in my front yard. And we got a bunch of calls from people that were explaining how to get rid of a skunk. Beto, have you ever had to deal with a skunk?
Nah.
Never?
No.
Got any suggestions on how someone would deal with such a thing?
No.
So I was told that if I went and bought coyote urine that's spreading... Yeah. What?
Finish.
Well, I mean, I had to buy it. I wasn't going to go milk a coyote somewhere for urine. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
Okay. So bottom line.
So much thing to...
So we looked it up on Amazon. You could buy coyote urine, and then it would be shipped to you, and then I'm supposed to take the urine. I'm supposed to spread it out all over the lawn and scare the skunk away. Well, I never did it, okay?
Let me cut you off right there.
Go ahead.
Who told you this?
It's just something we Googled, you know?
No, you said you heard it,
yes,
and then
that's
we
true.
Googled it.
Right.
And is it true?
Laura, do you recall? Funchy,
it
do you recall?
It is kind of true.
Yeah, it's true.
It's kind of true.
Okay, so that's what you're supposed to do. If there's a skunk, you buy coyote urine?
Yeah, you can buy it on Amazon.
Okay, what's the going rate for an ounce of coyote urine or whatever?
It was like $20, right? And you get delivered in 2 days? Something like that.
Yeah, hey, Cap, you did that?
No, I didn't do that. So what I told everybody I did is I put my own urine all over the front yard, you know, and I did
that. Am I getting punked right now? Is this
no,
a real segment?
Totally true story. Totally true story. This actually happened. Guys, Funch, Laura, back me up on this. This all happened on the air on Thursday, right?
Correct. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I told you, dealer's choice. George handed off the controls.
Well,
because
he forgot his laptop, not because he didn't care.
No, it's not because he forgot his laptop. It was Thursday, okay. And he was getting ready to go on vacation.
Lock in right here.
All right. So bottom line. So,
peed on your lawn?
Pretty much. Well, yes. In fact, not
you sober?
Much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, drunk, we've all done that. But sober you did, huh?
Well, I went, and this past weekend, I went to a hardware store, and I found this girl, and I said, hey, what do I use to get rid of a skunk? And she sold me this product, and it was like $36 to buy this product.
Yeah, she's a sucker.
And you know what she told me? She goes, if it doesn't work, bring it back, and we'll give you a different product. I go, wait, you mean like use the whole thing and then bring it back empty? She goes, no, like use like 95% of it. Leave a little bit left, and if the skunk comes back, bring it back, return it, and we'll give you a different product. I'm like, you're kidding me. She said, no. Well, I put out this product on the weekend around the perimeter of the crib. Dude, skunk-free. I am currently skunkless.
Really?
He said the crib.
Did you pay for the product? Or are you going to advertise it?
No, I paid for it. $36.
Just making sure.
$36. I don't know what it's called, but it's some kind of like skunk be gone.
So the skunk was living at your house?
Yeah, at night.
Just chilling?
Just showed up, man. And I was worried because, you know, I'm going to get sprayed. My dog's going to get sprayed. The windows are open. The whole house is going to smell like skunk.
All right.
But I'm just giving everybody an update. I am so far.
So don't buy coyote urine. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that it's a product that's supposed to be good for it, but I don't know if it works or not because I didn't use it.
I love working with you.
The random stuff you will learn.
If this isn't a promo, I don't know what is. I mean, this is great. Oh, my God.
I know. The promos just make me cringe every time I hear them. I'm like, oh, no. Did I really say that on the air?
I I don't know if I want to engage this right now and ask more questions. I think we're good where we're at.
Okay, you feel good about it?
Yeah. I'm going to leave it right there.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave. I don't want to ask anything else because I might get answers.
Okay. All right, leave it right there. It is a Monday afternoon. It's the first hour of the show. I feel like everybody's loose. Everybody's warmed up. Everybody's stretched out. What you need to know is coming up right around the corner, and then we're going to start really getting into the stuff that makes sports radio go. Stick around. Beto's in for Sedano. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.